So how does government affect the business? All businesses are being affected by reduced U.S. government spending. However, the U.S. brewing industry is pretty well regulated in what it can do, making the political and legal element more important. By law, breweries and spirit distillers in the U.S. have to abide by the three-tier alcohol distribution system developed after Prohibition. This requires breweries to sell their beer to distributors that in turn sell to retailers, bars, nightclubs, and sports venues. Breweries are also required to submit all their beer names and labels to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for approval. During government shutdowns, no new beer brands or labels can be made. States and municipalities also regulate beer sales. In some areas, beer cannot be bought on certain days or blocks of time. Anheuser-Busch has a long history in the state of Florida, and they were successful in influencing legislation in the 1960s that restricted bottles and cans to 8, 12, 16, or 32 ounces, and growlers to 32 or 128 ounces. This legislation was created largely to punish Miller Brewing for choosing Georgia over Florida for a brewery site. This effectively killed the popular 7-ounce Miller Pony bottles and blocked many European imports. The bottle size was repealed in 2001. However, Florida is the only state that requires 32 or 128-ounce growlers rather than the 64-ounce size growlers used in every other state. Distributor lobbyists killed a bill changing that law in the 2013 legislative session. Different levels of government affect business. Let's listen to Tom Williams discuss how the federal shutdown affected his launch, and Stephen Duffy talk about how he had to spend a lot of time and effort to get the city of St. Petersburg to change their zoning laws.